You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are visiting with Shauna Page. She is the CEO and president of FemMed Women's Wisdom, doctor recommended. Shauna, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
The pleasure is ours. Now, first of all, tell us a little bit about FemMed and what makes your supplements unique.
Well, FemMed is a complete line of natural supplements, and it's been created just for women. Essentially, the whole line has been formulated to address women's most common health concerns that occur at every age and stage of life. And truthfully, unlike, you know, the hundreds of single ingredients that tend to line the shelves of health food stores and pharmacies across the country, FemMed supplements have been take the thinking out of it for women. So what we do is we combine all of the necessary ingredients in all the right forms and all the right dosages to solve a particular health concern. So we make it easy for women to self-select what they really know they need. You know, in addition to that, our premium formulas are all backed in science. They're free from all the junk that you tend to see on most of the mass brands out there, like fillers and dyes and excipients. There's nothing artificial, no colors, flavors, preservatives, none of that. And they're free of the most common allergens like gluten and yeast and dairy and even egg. So they're also suitable for vegans and vegetarians, which really sets us apart from most of the brands out there today.
What was the inspiration and or how did you come up with the idea for FemMed? I like the name too.
Thank you. Well, generally speaking, FemMed was really born out of my own frustration with the lack of natural options that are available to women these days. I'm 47 years old, and certainly as I get older, I have to deal with more issues as it relates to my health and wellness and just staying healthy and well. And truthfully, there really wasn't anything out there that made it simple for me to address my own health concerns without having to go to a naturopath or anything like that. So essentially, I spent 20 years in the investment industry, and when I left the industry, it was really to make a difference in the lives of women and to satisfy my own needs in terms of creating a line of supplements that, you know, helped myself, me, address the health concerns that I was facing, and in an effort to do that, provide women in general with a line of supplements that they can call their own and a line that they can trust. So, essentially the market has been dominated, as I mentioned, by these single ingredients like vitamin A, B, C, D, and single ingredients like calcium or magnesium or zinc. And in this environment, women have to be formulators of their own health regime. They have to know which ingredients they need to combine to solve a particular health concern. So, for example, if osteoporosis is a concern, which it should be because 25% of women will have osteoporosis, a woman needs to know that she needs to take calcium and magnesium in a 2-to-1 ratio. That calcium is not going to be absorbed unless there is vitamin D3 and vitamin K2 along with it. So, you know, again, we tried to really take the thinking out of it, and I thought there has to be a way to make this, confusing and cluttered category simple to navigate. And if that were the case, then we would really have a business concept that would have been validated, and we were right.
As we have a lot of entrepreneurs listening in, I'm sure the question would come to their minds as well as mine. How did you get FemMed off the ground?
Well, that was no easy feat, but in truth, it was really a feeling that I had about this. This concept never has been done before, and so I really felt that I needed to go big or go home. And what I mean by that is, I really believed that if I could get our biggest drug retailer to buy into this concept of making women's health simple, that I might actually have a business that would fly. So I did. I hired a broker. I got myself into Canada's largest retailer. I sat across the table from the category manager, and I basically went in with my purse. I didn't have bottles. I didn't have a name. I didn't have formulas. And I just went in with passion about how to create this niche within the category of women's health. And at the end of my pitch, she basically stood up and clapped, and she said, "You know, I've been a category manager in this category for 22 years, and I cannot believe it's taken this long for somebody to figure out that there is a massive gap in the marketplace. So go away, figure out who you are, your brand DNA, your formulas, how you're going to drive sales, and let's meet again in 4 weeks." I went back 4 weeks later, and my broker said, "Look, just to manage your expectations, if she likes what you have to say, she'll take one or two of your formulas. She'll launch you in 50 or 100 stores, and as you get traction, she will roll you out." But I left that meeting with a purchase order. She took all five of my products, and she launched them in the entire chain across the country, over 1,200 stores. So based on that, you know, validation of this business concept, I was able to raise money. I went to, you know, the private markets. I was able to raise enough capital to get the business off the ground.
That is incredible. We are joined by Shauna Page. She is the CEO and president of FemMed at FemMed.com here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Shauna, what kind of growth have you seen with FemMed, or certainly since that experience?
It has been so positive and quite frankly exponential since the day we first started. We have increased our distribution fivefold, actually. We expect to be in certainly about 80% of all the distribution points across Canada by the end of this year. The number of retailers carrying our product in terms of a sales perspective, our sales numbers keep, you know, going up and up and up by, you know, double digits. And quite frankly, you know, we've really made significant progress here in Canada, and we expect to make that same significant progress in the U.S. and abroad. We've already got a very strong start, so we're really expecting big things in 2013.
How do you balance having a family and being the CEO of FemMed?
Well, I have three teenagers and obviously a very busy household as a result, but my kids are at an age where they're fairly independent and they don't really require me to be around, you know, as much or involved as much, certainly not as much as they used to. So I'd have to say that this whole process would have been much more difficult had I started, you know, when they were younger. So that in and of itself has made it easy. But I really have been able to achieve, you know, a balance, I'll say, on most days, because I have really a phenomenally supportive family and extended family who, you know, pitch in and help when needed. And to be quite honest, I have an extremely dedicated and loyal staff who act as though they're partners in the business rather than employees of it. So between that and the fact that I have a home office that's fully equipped in addition to my corporate office, it really allows me to achieve that work-life balance that I don't think I otherwise would have been able to do.
How does your company use social media, blog reviews, et cetera, to promote and grow your company?
You know, at the core, FemMed is really a company that is dedicated to educating women on natural health and wellness issues. We want to be a credible source. We want to be known as a credible source. And the fact that we have a premium line of supplements to go along with it, in my view, is secondary. So we really do use social media channels like Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. As well, we do a ton in the way of blogger outreach to help us get our message to our consumers in a credible, you know, topical, timely fashion. We also use these channels to help us support our retail partners by, you know, helping to spread the word in terms of any in-store promotional activity, you know, anything relating to our product, any kind of health clinics that they're running, anything related to the field of health and wellness. We certainly capitalize on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube to get that message across.
Well, how about telling our listeners where they can connect with you online and to get more information about FemMed?
The best place is at FemMed.com, and that's FemMed, as in female medical. FemMed.com, that's the best place to get tests. We have a very robust website, packed with health information, all of the information about our products, clinical trials, ingredients, dosages, testimonials, everything you can possibly think of is on our website. It's quite robust and changing all the time. And that'd be the best place to get information about us.
Excellent. And in conclusion, what one thing could you leave with our listeners that they could put into action or practice today that would help them to be more healthy or fit?
I think just to take control of your health and to really be proactive about you know, understanding what issues you may be facing or may think you may be facing as you go down the path. Certainly with women as they get older, it's inevitable that there are certain things that they will need to deal with, like menopause symptoms or like osteoporosis, for example. And to really be proactive and do the research and look for the right supplementation, for example, the right information to make educated decisions about your own health and wellness. You can't really leave it up to somebody else to direct and guide you. Certainly, you know, doctors and naturopaths and other healthcare providers can guide, but at the end of the day, it really is a matter of taking control of your own health and wellness, taking the bull by the horns, digging deep, finding out what's required, and going after it, wholeheartedly.
Very good advice. That was Shauna Page, the CEO and president of FemMed, and the website is FemMed.com. Shauna, thanks so much for joining us today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.